Helen, do you know what today is?
Our daughter Helen is 4 and a half, which is just the right age for poop jokes.
Poop day.
But way too old for a pacifier.
Today is the last day of sensing.
We were at the end of our rope. Months before, we'd weaned her down to just bedtime use.
Of suckle.
But her attachment to her sucker as a sleep aid was set in stone.
So tonight, what's going to happen tonight?
No suckle.
How do you feel about that? Are you sad or scared?
We'd set ourselves deadlines for taking it away.
Happy.
But each time the deadline approached, we just stopped talking about it because taking her sucker away seemed impossible. Now, we have a plan. One last hope.
What are you going to do with your old sucker?
We turn it to the sucker tree.
That's right. A sucker tree. Or a pacifier tree. Or passy tree. Binky tree. Dummy tree. It's got a lot of names. At some point in the last few years, we heard about this tree. But it didn't really sink in until we got desperate. We were told the tree is at the farmer's market. When kids are ready to kick the habit, they hang their used binkies on this tree. As a ritual, almost like a funeral, that helps them say goodbye. And like a funeral at a cemetery, there's a spot where the kids can return to commune with their lost loves. Two weeks in advance, a new date is set to retire Helen's suckers. We talk about it daily. As the day approaches, we get Helen a cozy little lovey. It's a soft square of fabric for her to snuggle as she goes through withdrawals. The day has arrived. After all this talk and preparation, I realize I don't actually know where this tree is. We've been to the farmer's market dozens of times, and I've never seen it. I panic a little and send an urgent Facebook post out. I feel like if we miss this appointment, it might never happen. Lily gets off work a little early today and picks up Helen. I drive down to the market to meet them, still unsure of where to go. After parking, I check my phone. Our friend Maggie has responded with an approximate location. I find Lily and Helen, and we set out to find the tree.
What's that, Helen?
Suckers.
What are we going to do with them?
Put them on the sucker tree.
Where is the sucker tree?
I don't know.
Okay. I heard that it's by Sullivan's farm stand.
We walk in the nearest entrance and ask the first person we see.
You know where Sullivan's farm stand is?
It's right here.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it?
This whole thing.
Holy cow.
Yeah. You guys got any questions?
We hear there's like a pacifier tree around here somewhere.
Pacifier tree.
Where kids hang their pacifiers when they're done with them.
Yeah, it used to be.
This guy selling fruit has a recollection of the tree. He leads us through the stands of apples and peaches and past a cart of peppers to a purple plum tree next to a restaurant.
This tree, but there's no pacifiers on it. So, I would say start it up. Put them up there. How many you got?
Three.
Yeah, this tree needs some ripening, I think.
It turns out the fruit on this tree has been harvested. There are no pacifiers.
Cool.
So we start over.
It grows pacifiers, yeah.
Okay, Helen, where should this go? Right here?
No, right here.
Do you want to hang it?
Yeah. How do you hang it?
You just put that little hook around there.
Here, I'm going to hold this for you. So, here's a good branch right here.
This?
Not on the leaf, on the branch. So, like, right up here.
With all the last-minute concern about finding the tree, I'd forgotten to bring ribbon to hang the suckers. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I had some finish nails in my truck. We used vice grips to bend them into hooks.
Are you sad
at
all?
Hang it on,
how do you feel about this?
We're going to hang it on the flippy flap.
Okay, but how do you feel about this, Helen? You're not going to see these suckers again. We can visit them, I guess, but... But how do you feel about this?
Good.
Helen hung one sucker low. I grabbed her by the legs and pressed her over my head to hang the others.
This branch.
Okay. Put it closer to the...
Put it right here.
right where it's drawn on the branch.
To our relief, Helen goes to bed relatively easily that night. She's resolute and holds her new lovey tight against her chest as she drifts off to sleep. Amazing. As Helen falls asleep, I fall down a rabbit hole. I want to know how this sucker tree idea got started. I start looking into it that night. Days and weeks go by. My search leads me to long ago and far away. Surprisingly close to my own family history, too. But that's all another story. I'm Rob Smith. Thanks for being here. This one was actually meant to be the first episode. The sound was all recorded in the summer. And as an update, we visited the sucker tree a few times this fall, and Helen's suckers were still there.
My suckers! Look at my suckers! Hi, suckers.
Oh, there's the sucker tree.
Yeah, and that's where I put my suckers. See there?
Until one day in late October, they'd been harvested. Helen took it in stride. She knows about fruit trees. Special thanks to Roger Thelwell for this one. I thought I'd lost all the audio for this, but he found it buried deep in the basement of my computer. Thanks, man. You can find this episode and all the others at keepsakeaudio.com. Go to the very bottom of the page and click on Smith Family Shorts. In the show notes, I'll have instructions on how to subscribe so you don't miss anything. Back soon.